Friday night of Wimberley Texan football on WimberleyRadio.com. This is week 8 of the 2011 football season and the third district game as the Texans take on the battling Billies from Fredericksburg here at Texan Stadium. I'm Randy Hermes, and if you're a first-time listener to WimberleyRadio.com, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a repeat listener to our broadcast, you're probably wondering what in the world happened to Mike. Well, Mike Blackwell, otherwise known as the voice of the Wimberley Texans, had a prior commitment tonight, and we hope he has a wonderful evening and can maybe catch some of the game online, because I know he is missing being here, and we certainly are missing him. It's great to finally be back at our home stadium for tonight's contest. It has been a month, all the way back to September the 16th, since we last played here at Texan Stadium. And to that effect, it is only fitting that tonight is also homecoming for the Texans. And what a great season it has been so far for the Texans. Currently ranked third in the state by Texas Football Magazine, we come into tonight's game with a 6-0 record overall and 2-0 in district play with that big win last week in Canyon Lake. And what an impressive win that was. The Texans dominated on offense, amassing 431 yards of total offense and 7 touchdowns for the 50-14 win, handing the Hawks their first loss of the year. And as impressive as the offense was, the Texans' defense was superb, limiting Canyon Lake's power running back, Zach Henshaw, to only 98 yards rushing on 30 attempts. While tonight's matchup with Fredericksburg is sure to be exciting and entertaining as usual, it doesn't have quite all the hype and top billing that we had with last week's contestant between two unbeaten teams. The battling Billies come into tonight's game at 2-5 overall and 1-1 in district play, coming off last week's 35-20 victory over district rival Bandera. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. I'm already remiss in not thanking the fine folks who make this broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com possible. Cypress Cafe and Club, Conley Car Wash, Wimberley Pharmacy, Stevens and Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, and the Masters Daniel Insurance. We will review the District 26-3A standings, this week's matchups, district leaders, and preview this week's matchup after this quick timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com. Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Loop in San Marcos, offering full-service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at conleycarwash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season. This Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgages, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Information available online at BlancoBank.com or by phone at 847-1300. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Branch manager Kay Smith and her entire team wish the Texans all the best this football season.
Welcome back to Texan Stadium, everyone, and thank you for joining us live and worldwide on WimberleyRadio.com. Taking a look at the district standings, the Texans, who were the preseason favorite to win the district, are firmly planted on top at 2-0. And then the standings become very, well, for lack of a better word, horizontal. Four teams, Canyon Lake, Bernie, Navarro, and Fredericksburg, all stand at 1-1 in district play. And then Bandera, with losses to Wimberley and Fredericksburg, is 0-2 at the bottom of the standings. This being the third week of district play, however, for all the teams, the standings should become at least a little clearer after tonight's games. Canyon Lake is at Bernie, Bandera is at home hosting Navarro, and the Texans are, of course, taking on the Billies tonight right here at Texan Stadium. Looking at the district leaders, Zach Henshaw with Canyon Lake, whose name I mentioned earlier, still leads all ball carries in rushing with 1,392 yards. And considering he was averaging over 215 yards per game before last week's contest against the Texans, just tells you what a fine job the Texans did by holding him to only 98 yards last Friday night. And then, no surprises here, Brennan Blakemore leads all receivers with 666 yards through six games, and Brady Lambert leads all quarterbacks, completing 69 of 122 passes attempts for a very impressive 1,419 yards. Not bad at all for six games of work. We are about 11 minutes away from the opening kickoff, and homecoming festivities continue here at Texas Stadium. We will be back with more of our pregame show after this quick timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Wimberley Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at HillCountryRx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans! Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of the law offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Stevens and Malone is a proud supporter of Texan football on KDRP. Go Texans!
Welcome back to Texas Stadium, everyone. And again, thank you for joining us live and worldwide on WimberleyRadio.com. My name is Randy Hermes. And if you are just joining us and wondering where in the world Mike Blackwell is, the normal voice of the Wimberley Texans, I should say, he had a previous commitment tonight that precluded him from joining us. So I have moved over a chair here up here in the booth, and it is my pleasure to introduce my sidekick for tonight, Dean Erickson. Dean, thank you very much for making the time to help me out tonight and coming up here to Wimberley to help us broadcast the game.
Well, thanks for having me out, Randy. And let me first say that I'll try to maintain the high standard that you and Mike have set. Y'all do a great job covering these games, and as witnessed by somebody coming up and thanking y'all for the great work. And so I'm looking forward to a great high school football evening here in the Hill Country.
Certainly another beautiful Friday night here at Wimberley Texas Stadium. Another fine night for nothing better than high school football. Dean Wimberley comes into tonight's game on the heels of a big win, not only on the scoreboard, but emotionally as well. We were not able to bring our listening audience an interview with Coach Nelms this week. So what words of wisdom do you think Coach Nelms might have shared with his team this week to help him keep focused for this game and get past all the homecoming activities and whatnot?
Well, Randy, I bet that Coach Nelms stressed to the team that while that big win was, in fact, impressive, that just as a loss can beat you twice, a big win can lead to a letdown and get you beat as well. So as coaches will do, and you know we all hear the old cliches, he likely highlighted to them the ways this Fredericksburg team could win the ball game, and that what they'll have to do as a Texan team to ensure success, while reminding them that they're indeed going to get the Battling Billy's best shot here tonight, as you earlier mentioned, the district race as it gets hotter. You can also bet that he talked with him about the whopping 277 yards that the Billies put up against the Bandera Bulldogs, and so I'm imagining he also talked and touched on warning them not to turn the football over, because that's certainly a big equalizer and a great way to get yourself upset. So those will be probably the keys that he would have been focusing on.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned the 277 yards on the ground against Bandera, because the Bulldogs actually did a very respectable job the first two quarters of play anyway when the Texans took them on here a couple of weeks ago and really stymied the Texans' ground game. I know you didn't get to see them play last week, but the Texans were awfully impressive on both sides of the ball. And this was against the team who everyone considered to be the biggest threat to the Texans in regards to district play. What can we expect from the Battling Billies tonight?
Well, I think that Coach Moffitt has likely pointed out that same success that we just pointed to and talking about, you know, this Texans football team and how powerful they are. But he is going to want them to play loose and have a couple specific goals that if they can attain, you know, get them fired up and in this football game. And so that's probably going to be to get some. And the Texans are coming in as we start this. They're going to try to see if they can't get their quarterback running back tandem of senior Dylan Ree and sophomore Paco Martinez going and be opportunistic on defense, see if they can't get some turnovers, limit some of those Texan offensive possessions, and play some ball control is what I would expect that he's trying to do and talking to his team about.
Yeah, absolutely, like you and I talked about on the way up here today, probably the best offensive weapon that the Fredericksburg will have tonight is to keep the ball out of the Texans' offensive. The best ball control that they can do is probably all works out to their favor tonight. All right, folks, there you have it. We'll be back for the opening kickoff and first half action right after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas. Or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley Schools and Texan football. Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Sip on the Square, a full-service coffee shop offering espresso, lattes, smoothies, and sweets. On the Square in Wimberley, next door to the Wimberley Cafe. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday, 9 till 4. Information online at siponthesquare.com. Michelle and the entire staff wish all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans!